This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. We were listening to the... For the bazillionth time, the fact that the Connecticut Connecticut Lottery is moving to Rocky Hill, and both Dennis and I were like, yeah, why don't we talk about their app and how it doesn't work anymore?
This is a serious problem.
Yeah.
It's something that they actually had to put something on Facebook about.
Mm-hmm.
See, in May, when they changed their systems.
Their computer systems, yeah.
They killed their app.
Right.
But not only did they kill the app so that it doesn't function,
mm-hmm.
they pulled it from the app markets.
Right.
You know, from Google Play, from App Store, all that.
Yep.
Now, they left that completely open
to fraudsters.
For scammers to post fake Connecticut Lottery apps.
Sure.
And now they had to announce to people, hey, be careful because there are scammers putting out fake Connecticut Lottery apps. Well, duh.
Yeah.
They caused that.
Right.
As directly.
As the Department of Labor of Software folks would say, it's working as intended.
Well, what they should have done was what Brian Krebs calls digital flag planting, where they leave the app in place so that they've at least staked a claim within the app markets.
Right.
Even if it doesn't work, it's still there. It's still listed.
Right.
And it makes it just a little bit harder for somebody to present a fake app.
They could always say coming soon. I mean, again, both Dennis and I.
They are saying it's coming soon. I don't see it coming. I don't even think they're working on one.
And that could be true. But the benefit of that app was so that, you know, if you happen to participate in a $1.5 billion drawing on occasion, you would know whether or not you bought, you know, of the 10 tickets you bought, you made some money there, right? So you just go ahead and scan the QR code and it doesn't work anymore because the app is busted. It's just, you just can't make it up. You just can't make it up. And they talk about all the folks who have to go to a different town to find their prize. Well, you can't even figure out if you want a prize because your app doesn't work anymore. I mean, I don't know. Welcome to Connecticut. So let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Chuck in Cheshire. Kind of rhymes there. Chuck, what do you got?
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a Chromebook.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using it, you know, just on guest mode because I don't feel like setting up an account. And I had about, you know, like 30 tabs open, just things I need to go back to because it was in guest mode. And somehow I ended up Xing it out.
Yep.
Now, is there any way to recover those tabs?
We think so.
Possibly.
Okay. Because I didn't leave guest mode.
All
but
right.
Here's what happened.
Yeah.
But there's more to this.
Uh-oh.
So the first time this happened, you know, somehow I X'd it out. But then when I opened up, say, my email again, I didn't even have to log in. So the cookies were there. I opened up the email. I went into the address, or not the address. I went into the email provider, and I was already in the inbox. So it seems like the cookies were there. Right? Is that what I'm? Is the terminology correct?
Maybe. When it comes to Chrome software, we're not that versed in it. I'm kind of disappointed in Chromebooks. Half the apps that you load are not really designed for them, and all that fun stuff. But I digress. I mean, there's caches of some kind that are remembering last sessions of people's usage. Mm-hmm. Of course, from what we've seen, you should be able to get your tabs back. We'll put that in air quotes. What did you find, Dennis? Mm-hmm.
Well, I found a couple references to Chrome,
yes,
but not Chromebooks. Although Chromebooks do have Chrome on them.
He's not wrong. That's right. Part of the problem of troubleshooting these darn things.
Yes. And Google itself as a search engine is notoriously bad,
yes,
at distinguishing between the word Chromebook and Chrome. And I don't know why.
It's their
product. It's their product. They should know the difference, and they don't.
Yeah. So what do we think he can do?
There is a feature that can restore them, at least in Chrome. What you would do is you click on the menu, which is three dots, and you go to history. And according to this, you can go to the X tabs. And
yeah, I don't have that.
That's probably just
I don't have the history when you click on the three dots. I don't have history. I have new tab, new window, downloads. So that's the right window, right? That's the right thing that opened up.
Yeah,
but I don't have history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that, I have find though.
That might either be in how it works on a Chromebook, or it might be because you're in guest mode.
Mm-hmm.
And in guest mode, it may not be keeping your tracks all of, you know, sufficiently to be able to recreate your tab history.
Yeah, and all the searches we're trying to do here, it is the fact that they don't really differentiate. It's all Chrome,
it's
not
all for
Chromebook. It's not the Chromebook operating system.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not getting a lot of good answers for you.
Right, I got the same answer that you guys were just talking about, because I was looking that up with the history. And the first thing I noticed was I don't even have a history option.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So it may not be restorable. It's not the end of the world, though, really.
No, I mean, it was mostly just like, you know, YouTube videos or, but they were important, like career related things like that that I needed to watch. But
yeah,
I just don't remember them all.
Don't worry, YouTube will.
Yeah. Well, I've never signed into any of those things.
Oh, well, you're making it harder.
So I don't. Yeah, I know, but I'm being tracked off. That's why I was in guest mode to begin with.
So isn't that funny, right? So we do want the systems to help us remember where we went, but we don't want to tell them who we are so they remember where we went. It's just, you got to love it.
Yeah.
I don't blame you, though, for not wanting to be tracked. I mean, who knows what kind of stuff you're watching on YouTube there, Chuck?
Especially
for your career.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just that I just assume that they have backdoor ways of storing that information anyway.
They do. And again, like Dennis mentioned, I mean, but again, guest mode is not really designed to be a more permanent mode.
They may be retaining some things like cookies.
Right.
But it might not be. The history is actually in a database file.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of computer science. It uses something called SQLite to keep track of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular feature might be turned off in guest mode for all I know. I can't say for sure.
Yeah, we don't.
But
we don't
that's a little extra code that has to run in order to rebuild that history.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas leaving a cookie behind is
different.
Relatively simple for a browser to do, and it is different.
Yeah, it's more it's more demographic. It's more trying to figure out who you are
and
what you were looking for.
It's just a little slug of text that gets downloaded by the browser, and it just gets left behind.
Yeah.
But managing the history is different.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think we have a quick answer for you. We can put it out there for the folks that are listening on the 50,000-watt flamethrower that is WTIC, and or on the Odyssey app, which would be nationwide, and or on the old Facebook page, and maybe you'll find a feedback that gives you an answer as to how to do that, but we haven't found
okay,
it yet. It's not as straightforward. It is odd that Google doesn't do a better job differentiating between Chrome and the Chromebook operating system.
It's been driving me nuts for a few years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the reason why I did it, but just I didn't realize that I was opening up so many tabs and not watching the videos and then, you know, not reading the articles. So,
And you could have updated too.
It's just my own fault for procrastinating.
Well, the other thing too is the Chromebook will update. Eventually, it's going to want to update. You're going to hit the upper right hand, the bottom right hand corner there, and tell it to do so, and it may not remember all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, either you have to log in.
I never do those updates. It's telling me to do an update now.
You never do them?
Very rarely.
All right. Again, that's another security, quote unquote, security thought. So, unfortunately, though, with Chrome. the operating system, eventually it'll decide that your device no longer can live, and it'll stop working, right? I mean, that's what Chrome does. Okay. Chromebooks do.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're no longer going to let you
and
live.
And worst of all, different stores, retailers, will be selling it.
Right.
Even after it's already gone end of life.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Chuck?
So you suggest that I do the update.
Generally, we do, yes.
Yeah.
It is better to be protected these days from all the issues that are out there than not be.
Yeah.
So then the same goes for the iPhone?
Yes.
Even more for the iPhone.
Yeah, iPhone users think they're invulnerable.
No.
Yeah.
And no. Definitely update your iPhone.
Okay. All right, because, you know, sometimes they change features on the text and it's, you know, a chore, but I'll heed the advice and I'll let you get on with the next call. So thanks a lot for your help.
Thanks. You're welcome, Chuck. All right.
Have
bye-bye.
A good weekend.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah. It's hard to troubleshoot that stuff. I was reading an article and I could not find it for the show. I really wanted to talk about it as far as updates in iOS is. It had to do with a banking app. It actually came to mind because Dennis found something on our Facebook page, right? Dennis, about a question. Yeah.
Yes. We had a comment asking about getting 2FA from a bank that doesn't provide it themselves.
Right.
And I said, unfortunately, there's probably no way to do that. There's some business tools that you can tack on to some services, but a bank's systems are going to be private and you're not going to be able to just tack it on. So
right. And we would tell you if that bank doesn't understand 2FA by now, you need a different bank.
Oh yeah, definitely. Reconsider them.
Yes.
And seriously.
And the story that I'm going to bring up has to do with that. I want to say it's Singapore, but don't hold me to it. I don't remember exactly. And this is a Singapore bank that actually will not allow you to use the app if they detect that on your phone you sideloaded third-party apps that were not downloaded through the Google Store or through the Apple Store because you don't know if they're malicious. They just completely say, nope, sorry, no banking for you. Now, you got to ask yourself, if the platform itself can't do a better job of isolating each app from malicious apps, doesn't it sound a lot like Windows? Isn't that what we're dealing with for the Windows?
Yeah.
But it is interesting that bank is that draconian. And, of course, they may have other issues that they're going to have to deal with for having that draconian approach. But if your bank doesn't offer 2FA, man, run screaming.
Yeah.
Don't use that app at all. It's not safe. We're going to step out for a quick break. Elaine, Sandy, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. It's 11 o'clock and you guys have all woken up as usual, so Elaine, John, and Sandy, hang on. But I did find that article, and it was a Singapore bank.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the article is kind of interesting in that it kind of talks about the fact that, okay, bank, if you're going to go ahead and say that you can't use our app if you have these third-party apps on your phone that could be malicious or not loaded the proper way through the Google Store and or the iStore, then the article kind of says, well, then does that mean if there's any breach, you're fully liable for any breach that occurs? And maybe they are.
Well, and the other thing to consider is that there are people that may have sideloaded apps on their phones for legitimate reasons. There might be a sideloaded app that their company uses that they distribute But they keep it private because
right.
they want it to be private, and they can do that. You might also be an app developer yourself, so you might be using an app that you've created or you're working on, and you had to sideload it because you haven't released it to a market yet.
Well, the other issue, too, by the way, guys, is that developers, and the bad guys know this, are putting in beta versions of their apps, which do not fall through all the scrutiny of security and what have you. So the bad guys are actually putting in these apps on these big stores there, the big platforms, saying, go ahead and download me. And it's also malicious. In this case, this Singapore bank app actually noted that Microsoft's Authenticator, LG ThinQ CC Cleaner, and Trend Micro were malicious.
What?
If you had those on your phone, it thought they were malicious. Ooh. Yeah.
That'll wake you up.
Sure will.
Microsoft Authenticator.
Right. But the bigger question is this. And I keep telling my kids this. I'm like, guys, I hope you're not loading all sorts of apps on your phone, right? Because they're all sniffing ways. If you never know which one is sniffing out the information that it wants to get into your bank or to get into any application that you think is private. These apps, you would hope they'd be in their own little sandboxes, right? That they're sandboxed, they're secured, they're encrypted. But this bank is so concerned about the apps you've loaded. So what do they know that we don't know? Well, we know how operating systems work. And whether it's an iPhone or an Android and or Windows, of course, it's the platform that is the vulnerability, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an app that's sitting in the background doing something while you're logging into your bank, that it happens to be a malicious app capturing whatever keystrokes or whatever it's doing to get access to your information, that should worry you, right? You would think these devices by now would allow for that sandboxing and all that security so that we as regular users don't have to be concerned about it. But guys, you do. We know how the sausage is made. I'm telling you, it's not secure. Lots of this stuff is not secure. You need to get 2FA in place. And this bank in Singapore is like, along with keeping the gum off the sidewalk, they will not let you load your app on your phone if you have any kind of third-party software on your phone. And Dennis has got good points about why you might. And then, of course, if you download the beta version of something quote-unquote legit, the Singapore app will let it go because it's coming
right.
through the store.
Right. Right. It's coming through the store, so it's bona fide, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I'm telling you, I'm surprised we sleep. I mean, we have no hair, and that's what happens, but I'm surprised we sleep. But let's go to Elaine and Thomaston. What's going on, Elaine?
Yeah, hi. The reason why I'm calling is we bought an HP printer Envy 6400 series, I guess, less than a year ago. And when we bought it, the gentleman that was doing the sale with us talked us into this Insta Ink delivery there. You know, once a month they would deliver the ink and this and that. Well, we had it for a while, and then I decided to cancel it because, you know, we're older. We don't use that much ink. We don't do that much printing.
Right.
So after I canceled it, we tried to print, and it wouldn't print.
Right.
Yeah.
So we called, some help desk or whatever, and they said, did you recently cancel your ink subscription? And I said, yeah, what would that have to do with anything? And they said, that's why you can't print anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, I heard this morning you guys were talking about the lawsuit or the class, whatever it was, with HP, and I wondered, what do I do now? Do I just wait or put my name on a list? Or?
Well, sorry. So in this case, Elaine, this is how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
That's the problem, right? The Instant Ink delivery, it was part of how you purchased the printer, right? Dennis.
Right, and without anyone saying, well, Elaine, when when you don't want this ink anymore and you cancel, you're not going to be able to print anymore.
I know they don't. Those sales guys tend to leave that stuff out.
Honestly, I don't even know if that's made clear to them at any point.
It may not be. The sales guys could have been selling sneakers.
I think
month
they
before.
Just.
Really?
They're just doing whatever the literature tells them to do, and they don't. They're not aware of all the ramifications of different situations.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to have a leg to stand on in this case.
You're not going to have a leg to stand on? I'm not going to?
Nope. Because this is how it's supposed to work or not work.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. We actually have run into this at TAB.
Wait till they start renting your cars that way.
Wow. So There's nothing I can do, like trying technically to do to the printer or set up or anything like
that. No, it doesn't work.
It isn't going to work.
Sorry, Elaine. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me?
I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friend said, this is Steve had a tribute to Elvis. And Carolyn's continuing this with our bumper music, which is great. Let's get to your what else? Oh, we ran out of time with our last caller there, and she had an Insta-Ink subscription to her HP printer. She canceled it, and now her printer refuses to print. That's how it's how it works, right? Yeah, it's ink as a service.
It's designed right into the hardware.
Right. So they give you practically the printer, quote unquote, and then you pay this monthly subscription to your ink. And if you don't pay the subscription, it no longer works. Now Dennis and I were talking off air, and we're like, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have beer as a service?
Oh yeah.
Right? Imagine if like Treehouse out there in Sturbridge did a beer as a service. But the only caveat is if you stopped your subscription to get your Treehouse beer, your refrigerator stopped working. But they'll give you the refrigerator. They'll give you the refrigerator for almost nothing.
But you have to keep subscribed to the beer.
Yeah. I mean, beer as a service. I would subscribe to that. come on. But again, you cancel it, you know, refrigeration for you. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to John and Avon next. Hey, John.
I think I'm going to lose you again.
Oh, no. Are you driving up in the boonies up there of Connecticut?
Yes. Yeah.
So what's going on?
Just a truck here, router.
Say that again. You did break up.
But you have a Frontier router.
Yes.
You have to keep that.
Yes. And I zero, I guess, modem? Is that what it is?
You've got, yeah. It's a modem, quote unquote, for your fiber service. Yep. It's not really a modem, but I never can remember what it's called.
I forget the term too. ONT?
Yeah.
Optical Network Terminator.
Nice. You have an ONT. Yep.
So can I get open DNS on that?
You can. I mean, many of them will allow you to modify the DNS settings, and you can also purchase your own firewall after the ONT device. So you got the Frontier line comes in, you then buy a firewall, plug the ONT into that, and then have it hand out your IP addresses with OpenDNS as part of it. That you can do generally, but I think you can even edit the Frontier one.
You should be able to, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to OpenDNS, I couldn't find this specific router in their list of.
Oh, you might not. They can't really give you everything in the world.
No.
And they don't even try at this point because there's just too many of them. But what you would have to do is look at the literature for what you have,
mm-hmm.
and then take a look at where you can change the DNS settings within the DHCP server. Because it's DHCP server that gives that information to all your network devices. And you need to tell the router to give out OpenDNS to all the devices in their DNS settings.
Okay.
And you might even be able to call Frontier and ask them, maybe.
But what's already out on OpenDNS's support pages will give you the hints you need to do that. But then you have to figure out how to apply that to your actual device. And that is what you'll find out in their literature.
And then you can then check to see if you've been successful. Now, be sure to check the IPv4 and IPv6 settings. Because if you don't do the IPv6, a lot of your devices are going to sneak out that device, that DNS, and you're not going to be protected.
Yeah.
Is there a way to, like see if it's blocking?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you use, like, what would I put in?
Yeah, OpenDNS has, I think it's called the Internet Bad Guys.
Yeah, internetbadguys.com.
And if it blocks it, it's going to say, yeah, you're successfully, or if it doesn't, then it's going to say, oh, you're not configured properly.
Gotcha. And was the other alternative you were saying was like to just go to Best Buy and get another router to put in front of this?
Behind it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You need the fiber service to come in, and then you would connect your router to the WAN port of that.
Okay.
Modem.
All right. I'll try to get one of those two options.
Yeah, I would try. Also, call Frontier. See, I mean, I know they're leaving the state, but I mean, you can call them before they leave and and ask them for some help. And they might be able to help you configure that firewall.
Oh, and Mike G says welcome.opendns.com is also a good tester.
Oh, neat.
Okay.
a good test?
Tester.
It's a tester. It's a way to confirm that OpenDNS is working as configured.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, John, and good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, I don't know if you read this, but Frontier is looking to leave the state of Connecticut.
Yeah, they're moving their headquarters, right?
Yep.
Mm.
All right, let's go to... Who's next? Sandy in Glastonbury has been on the longest. What's cooking, Sandy?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I enjoy listening to your show.
Thanks.
Mainly because I'm computer challenged, and I usually learn something from your show.
Great.
But I'm also an accountant at a small office. We've got about five people in the office, five desktop computers. And we were told that our firewall was an antique and we had to replace it. So we gotten a quote for it. They quoted, it was like $680 for a one-year license. It's a Meraki Advanced Security. Mm. The device was quoted at like, actually the license was $680, the device was $630.
Yeah.
And I can see on Amazon or, you know, go online, I could get them for a little bit cheaper, you know, a couple hundred dollars cheaper. And mm-hmm. I have no problem with, you know, a bit of a markup if they're doing the workforce. But the labor was quoted at close to $3,000.
Wow.
And I'm just trying to get an idea of, it was actually $2,800, and I'm just trying to get an idea, you know, I have no way of, you know, seeing, you getting comparisons on labor for something like that. I can look for a device and a license. Does that sound reasonable? It's to replace it. We already have a firewall. It's to replace a firewall. We just have five desktops.
Yeah.
Does that sound reasonable? I don't know
no.
if you can say something like this
of course
over the phone.
I can. I can, and it's how we market. Well, we market as an affordable approach to small business, and that is outrageous.
Okay.
So the issue, number one, Meraki is a fine product, but if you don't pay for the subscription, your internet will turn off.
It's just yeah. like the situation with the printer we just talked about.
Right. So if you guys somehow yeah. get, you know, if you forget to renew the subscription
right.
or the whoever's servicing you forgets to tell you, it'll turn off your internet. So you have no choice.
Right.
So if your business has got some choices to make that, you know, you have to decide between payroll and Meraki. Well, you can't choose not Meraki because you're not going to get any internet. It's getting ridiculous. And that labor charge is insane.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm happy to tell you that. And again, this is what Tab has been around for 40 years doing, offering a lower cost alternative for two reasons. We have a large market
yeah.
that we support, and we can pass that economy of scale on. And also, we're not out there to gouge people.
Yeah.
And that's just $3,000 to set up a firewall for five people is cool.
Right, and then putting them on Meraki or Cisco's.
It's insane.
Because they own it. Putting them on that treadmill of the subscription is
right.
just
it's beyond
the pale.
Yeah, it's something we
okay.
choose not to do. And again, Meraki's a fine product, does
right.
a good job. But for a little five-person organization to be stuck paying $600 a year, and if you don't...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, and if you don't,
yeah.
no internet for you. Really?
Right, yeah.
So we wouldn't go that direction.
Okay, that's good.
If you're looking
all
to
right,
actually
well,
get an actual comparative price, just email sales@tabinc.com and I'll send you a quote.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right,
I appreciate your help, and I liked your recommendation about Treehouse and the refrigerator.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Right? Beer as a service.
It's a great idea.
Now, hopefully Treehouse right. is listening. I'd subscribe.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
Sandy. Thanks so much for your help.
You got it.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Man, it's just the stuff we see. I mean, that's a great example, right, of just a crazy price to do something. I mean, it's not that complicated. And if they're charging that kind of money, and the issue of this is what Tab has been trying to get out there for the past 40 years is you do not have to spend this much money on your MSPs. They are just cranking out the costs. And it's hard enough to be a small business in Connecticut. We know. Trust us. We know how hard it is to be a business in Connecticut. You know, the CBIA just talked about the fact that this legislature did absolutely zero in legislation for small business. And then you get hit with these types of quote-unquote services from IT providers. I understand they're trying to survive, but that's just highway robbery, man.
It just blows my mind.
Yeah. It doesn't have to cost that much. And your MSP services don't have to cost that much, too.
No.
We've seen our competitors actually charge six times what we offer to our clients for the exact same services. And people, you know, people are like, oh, if you're not paying the right amount of money, it must not be a quality product. Look, you can pay six times more than you want to. That six times more is not necessarily better. And when it comes to IT, maybe it is for a diamond ring. Or maybe it is for, I don't know, a luxury boat. I mean, but not for IT. You do not have to do that. And that's what one of Tab's four uniques is affordability. So I didn't pay her to call. Okay, I didn't. But may as well talk about it a little bit while we're here. Let's go to Steve in Middletown. What's going on, Steve?
Hi, I have a question about Windows Defender.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got an exclamation point and a little shield. And when I click on it, it goes to incompatible drivers and learn how to resolve it and all that stuff. And when I click on it, nothing shows up. No drivers show up like it shows online. It doesn't show any drivers that are bad.
Yeah, this is
you've had this issue.
I have. can I ask if you have Windows 11 or Windows 10?
11.
All right. Microsoft has released updates for Windows that should fix this issue for you. Because I did have that on my Windows 11 computer at home. It was telling me falsely that the memory integrity was off. Number one, it was actually on.
Right.
Even though it was telling me, it was giving me that little flag and telling me that it's not working and that I've got an incompatible driver. It's telling me all that stuff, just like you're hearing. But the service was running, and I actually ran something called Process Explorer to find out whether it was or not, and it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can breathe easier, okay?
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry.
Number two, they did recently, I think in July, put out an update to Windows that fixes it because it is correct now on my Windows 11 computer. It shows that the memory integrity is in place. So I would just go to the Windows Update section of the settings and have it update and let it update whatever it wants. And it might take a couple of iterations if the computer is somehow behind.
Yeah.
And it should straighten out. At this point, it should be fine. But even if it continues for you, I would not sweat it. There is a bug in the detection for that, which is falsely telling you the service is off.
It is off.
And it might be in a matter of Microsoft putting out yet another update that fixes it on your computer, even though it hasn't. Even though it fixed it on mine, but maybe not yours yet.
It bothered Dennis for like a year.
Oh, I was ticked off.
It's annoying to see that exclamation point, and you can't do nothing about it.
Like. Nope. Don't let it worry you. Just get the updates.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Thank you for being there. We appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Take care. All right. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah, that's how you know that you've got the bug. If it tells you there's a bad driver, but no drivers are listed.
Sounds like
that is the definition of the bug.
There we go. Sounds like Microsoft to me. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to your calls. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. All suspicious minds. All right. We are back in the final stretch. And we are here till 11. And then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. I don't know that he'll have any Elvis bumpers, but who knows? Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to, I guess, Bill in Granby's got a question. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, Eric, I have a desktop that I had Adobe Acrobat Pro on for many, many years.
Yep.
I went to install a new printer, and the Acrobat would not. It wanted to recognize the old printer and the new printer. So I removed the old printer, and then it still wouldn't recognize the new printer. And so I think the big mistake was I went to the Adobe site and it said update the software. So when I update the software, I lost it.
Right.
Because the one I was using was totally free.
Yep.
And they wanted with one that costs $239 a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I went back to see if I could possibly restore the computer to an older date, and I couldn't. It said there was no older date to because it, while installing the printer the first time, the computer, the Windows crashed. Oh. So I had to rescue the computer at that point, and I was able to restore the computer, but I can't. So the question is there any way I have Adobe Acrobat Pro 10 or X on a laptop? Is there any way to replicate that, or just I'm out of it?
You're out of it. There's no way to just copy that software over to another platform. You have to install it. Mm-hmm. So you just can't do that, unfortunately.
You'd have to get your hands on an installer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's kind of what I thought. I thought the restoring it to an older date would be good, but then I had lost that opportunity as well.
Right. And there's other PDF tools out there, like Foxit, I think, is one. And Bluebeam? There's other PDF editors out there besides just Adobe.
There's Foxit, there's Phantom PDF, and well, Bluebeam is a much bigger program.
Yeah, yeah, it's more designed for construction.
Also, there's something called
try to look it up.
Thank you.
Yeah, but the key is, you know, finding alternatives versus
Power PDF. That's what it is. That's what I'm thinking of. I have used Power PDF quite a bit. It's very, very nice.
Okay, I'll take a look at it. It was just interesting because it automatically reverted to something from Adobe, but and then Bing took it. You know, all of a sudden I was in Bing, which is the last place I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do seem to connect together.
Yeah. Well, look, I want to thank you guys. You guys do a great job.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. So he's going to try to either an alternative, a PDF, or he's going to get a new Adobe.
Yeah, he might be able to find the Adobe installer actually from the Adobe website.
Hmm.
They do have historical installers, but I don't know how far back they go.
Right. And
they might not
go
back all the way. Oh, he needs a serial number, but back then, all you need is a valid serial number.
Right.
And it will go.
And don't go finding on the dark web, guys. Don't go searching for old files.
Please don't. No.
They're not going to
do not search the web for what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. What I want you to do is to go to Adobe's site.
Right.
And look there.
Right.
Only there.
For the Adobe X.
Don't get the installer from anybody else.
Because it's not going to work. It might work, but it might also have some extra stuff built in for you. So I want to remind you guys, please, please, please make our e-waste event in East Hartford on the 9th a success. We want to get as much e-waste out of your homes and not into the landfills as possible. So September 9th, we're going to be broadcasting live over at the old TAB corporate headquarters in historic district of East Hartford, according to the Googles. And you can stop by there and drop off your e-waste, and it'll be responsibly recycled thanks to the folks over at EOSI, which are also an East Hartford company. They've been recycling ink cartridges and equipment for many, 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 many years. And again, the idea here is, you know, again, we're not tree-hugging environmentalist-type folks, but you just don't want this in your landfill, right?
No.
Have it taken care of properly. Have your data destroyed properly. You know, you want to have it done the right way rather than having it end up in a landfill. So we have our website. We have our Facebook page. If you go on our Facebook page, you can see the event. Feel free to share it, please. Post it everywhere you can so folks get in their cars. It's going to be kind of a drive-through concept. You shouldn't be held up too much. And you can drop off your equipment. So basically, it's old computers, phones, laptops, you know, PCs, and LCD monitors, and even ink cartridges and toner cartridges. We'll take those as well. We will not take, believe it or not, the old CRT monitors, those ones that would give you a hernia if you moved them around. We will not take the CRTs. But all the other e-waste you could think of, batteries, not a problem. So, I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, Mike G for posting everything over on our Facebook and Twitter pages as well. The live links will show up. They're just delayed still. We're not really sure why, but they still are. We have to work with our web developer on why that is. But they will show up eventually. So go ahead and check that stuff out. Do not Google it. Just wait till you see the page.
Well display. Mike G and I are going to post the link. So.
Good.
To get the bona fide installer.
Sounds good. So I want to thank you guys for joining us.
Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.